Welcome, ladies and gents, to Quite Frankly, or Quite Frankly 2, that is. We are normally a Howard Stern podcast, but as we promised, we are going to go into the Wendy Williams docu-series, Where is Wendy Williams? And it's a freebie. You didn't ask for this, but we wanted to do it, and we know that some of you do want to hear it, so that's why it's a bonus app. Sam and I have both gone through it, and we know it's we're going to warn you in advance. It is depressing. And we discussed it a little bit. How's your feeling on it, Sam? Like, do you think it was as exploitative as the manager, like the Guardian has suggested? Cause she has things to say in this article I'm going to read.
Well, coming out of it initially, I thought the entire thing was completely exploitive. I don't know how it was made when supposedly she doesn't have any control over money. And she has people that are supposed to look out for her, but yet something like this could be made. She's clearly not in her right frame of mind. But then when I kind of zoomed out and realized we're just looking at a fragment of time when it's really going down. Mm-hmm. And I think that the situation she was put in was a long time coming, and only because of her recent medical issues that came to the surface are we seeing the absolute spiral of what this is and everything else that fell out from her aphasia and her so-called comeback and the people she's surrounding herself with. I think, and the people that she was appointed from her bank and all these other conservatorship sort of legal motions where she's now not in charge of her finances and stuff like that. I thought about it and I was like, this is something that is a long time coming. Nobody who was around her during when she knew the affair was going on with Kevin, when they saw her drinking, which was going on for multiple years because they even saw her faint on stage.
Yep.
So if you think of it like that, this makes it even worse, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. What you ask yourself, why did it have to go to this point? And the question a lot of people are asking is, were her medical conditions created by the alcohol, exacerbated by the alcohol, or independent? Was it one that, were they both, was it natural and it was enhanced, basically by, and expedited by this alcohol consumption? Either way, I think, I thought the same thing, exploitative at first, but necessary in the end, except for there are going to be people like the Guardian who are, and the family even sometimes, they might be unhappy with it. The conservatorship makes sense to me only in the sense of if the judge doesn't want her to get fucked by, Colonel Parker style, by the family or by hangers-on, and wants to protect her money from herself as well.
It made sense to me, except for the fact that they didn't include or notify her next of kin or son or her sister or her brother or anybody that's alive that's very close, or her niece who made an appearance on this. And I was confused by that. And
yes.
Once I realized like the terms of this conservatorship where they can't call her, she can call them, I was very, it didn't settle right with me. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Well, here's the article. It's from The Guardian, and it's from USA Today. And this is from March 15th, 2024. There's an NPR one that I was going to read, but this has more information. It says, the title is Wendy Williams Lacked Capacity When She Agreed to Film Lifetime Documentary, Unsealed Filings Say. The complaint.
Wait, when you read that title, doesn't that strike you as odd that she had the capacity apparently to agree to do something like this and sign off on this, but she doesn't have the capacity to take out whatever she wants to give to her son, to give to her this, know what I'm saying? Like, that's strange to me.
Well, the question people are asking is what did she okay that she was of a cognitive, she was cognitively aware of what she was doing. How are we going to ever know that now, that based on what we are going to see in this documentary?
It reminds me a lot of Britney, where I was like, how are you on one hand arguing that she's so out of her mind and not capable of taking care of her life, but she can go on stage every day in Vegas and do a fucking show every night, choreography, rehearsals, and put together a whole show.
Yeah. The thing with this one is it's and it was done, as we stated before in an earlier episode of QF, that when she signed off on it, when she signed originally to do it, it was a situation where she probably still was okay enough to have done it then. But it hit real quick and it got worse. It got much worse in a faster way than she probably anticipated. Yeah. I don't know. It's because if it happened, like the show went off the air in 2022 or 21.
21. And if you saw the way that she was behaving in her, she would do little blips on Zoom, whether it be with E! News or Entertainment Tonight or different podcasts. And she was completely out of her mind. Like at one point, she put her foot up in the camera with a giant lymphedema foot and she was eating something out of a takeout box. I mean, it was crazy town.
So you're saying she's been, whether it was alcohol or whether it was the, you know, what is it? The aphasia, what's the dementia. Then are you saying that?
I'm saying that I don't think at any point she was capable of agreeing to do this. And as the way the bank thought that she was incapable and somebody could rip her off and take control of her finances, the same way I don't think she is mentally sound to sign off on something like this.